Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's that show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program, and I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Each episode we craft a tale and whittle away at a narrative that we think deserves just a little bit of a closer inspection. The family furniture firm Urquhart has been a trusted name since Lucian Urquhartani set up shop in 1920. With the brand celebrating its centenary, Monocle's design editor Nolan Jars visited its factory in the UK's Chiltern Hills for our May issue of the magazine. He wanted to see how the brand continues to champion craft.
Based in a leafy spot in the county of Buckinghamshire, Urquhart might only be a 45-minute train journey from London, but this furniture brand feels more removed from the capital than the short distance would suggest. One clue comes in its name, a shortening of that of company founder Lucian Urquhartani, an Italian immigrant. 100 years after the young Tuscan-born furniture maker established Urquhart in the UK, his passion for the well-made still resounds across the sprawling factory that the company today occupies. Here, everything from the sanding of stool seats and tabletops to steam bending techniques for curving chair parts happens with stringent attention to detail. There's no doubt that Urquhartani was a design and entrepreneurial maverick. After moving to the UK, he formed the company in 1920 at the age of 32, then expanded it during a furniture making boom after the Second World War. It was at this point that he established the pieces that are today coveted by everyone from fashion designer Margaret Howell, who collaborated with the brand in the 2000s, to cult Japanese homes publication Casa Brutus. With Italian flair tempered by an element of British modesty and incorporating references to the function-first shaker movement he'd discovered on a trip to the US, Urquhartani created an extraordinary series of designs. Many are still in production at Urquhart today. The love seat, a smart timber bench for two, for example, extols both simplicity and comfort in its design, while the classic Quaker chair has elongated spine-supporting spindles that form a characterful cocooning backrest, a style that has been much emulated. These are just two of many well-loved pieces dreamt up, designed, and put into production at the Higgledy Piggledy factory that Urquhartani built in High Wycombe in the Chiltern Hills before the new production setup was opened nearby in 2002. While those glory days of UK manufacturing are long gone, Urquhart remains a dedicated family affair. Urquhartani's grandson, Edward Tadros, is CEO, and Tadros's son, Henry, is now International Business Director. Their task is to move the company forward, although they're constantly reminded of the past. They joke that Urquhart vintage pieces are so popular and durable that their quality sometimes has an adverse effect on business. Take, for example, their all-purpose chair, an Urquhart classic from the 1950s. Recently, Lyle's, a Michelin star restaurant in Shoreditch, just bought 150 second-hand ones. Examples like this show Urquhartani's design's value even 70 years later, and his pieces remain the calling card for the brand and a testament to its production quality. But Henry Tadros is hard at work shoring up the company's design credentials by pushing models that might become future classics. After industry acclaim for the 2019 Pen and Table and the 2018 Urquhart Von Seating Collection, Henry is expanding the company's catalogue with a trio of Scandinavian designers. Danish studio Norm Architects, Norwegian designer Lars Bella Fjertland, and Sweden's Jonas Wagel have all been commissioned to create new pieces for Urquhart in 2020. They will be released to mark the company's centenary. A new logo and art direction will come soon after. These designs are currently whirring into production at Urquhart's factory in Princess Risborough in Buckinghamshire. Today, Urquhart uses more manageable imported Italian hardwood in its furniture compared to the British timber it used previously, and it also manufactures some pieces, such as sofas for the new collection, in Italy. But this factory is still stocked with skilled and passionate workers and apprentices, a rarity in the UK and something we would like to see more of. For Monocle, I'm Nolan Giles.
My many and sincere thanks to Nolan Giles, Monocle's design editor. Sadly, that's all we have time for on today's show. You can always subscribe to our daily bulletins, peruse our many books on everything from global politics to cozy homes, and buy our fetching collaborations, or listen round the clock to our radio station, Monocle 24. If you're eager for more design stories, then do listen to our full-length programme airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Meanwhile, if you're missing your local newsstand, you can of course take out a subscription to Monocle magazine so you don't miss an issue. Head to monocle.com for more of that, or to sign up to our daily bulletins or peruse our fabulous wares. Today's show was produced and edited by the ever-patient May Lee Evans. Thanks too to our researchers today, Nick Manise. I'm Josh Fenner. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.